Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is provided by AOL Music and Spinner.com, where you can get free MP3s, exclusive interviews, and more.
This is Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte, episode 126 for November 11th, 2009. Guy Kawasaki. Net at Night is brought to you by the new Ford Sync, featuring hands-free calling, music search, and turn-by-turn navigation. All voice-activated from Ford Sync. For more details and to enter to win a free Nano or Zune, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com. And by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/night. And follow Audible on Twitter at audible_com. And by GoToMyPC, the safe way to access your PC remotely that's as secure as online banking. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMyPC.com/night. It's time for Net at Night from Petaluma, California, U.S. of A. I'm Leo Laporte.
And I'm Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
You tried. You were gonna talk in a weird voice, but you decided not to.
Well, your voice is funny. I don't know who you were.
I don't know either. Sometimes I just start channeling weird people.
No, that sounds like someone. That's some type. That's some cartoon.
That's Marvin
character.
The Martian.
Oh, and
you're interesting.
You
look like a droopy dog and talk like this, but the show would go on and on, so I'm not.
We have a good show, and we want to get to our guest.
Yes, today we have Guy Kawasaki on the show. Very excited to have him join us. You've known him for a while. I just recently met him in person at a conference, and he does a lot of speaking, has written books. He used to work at Apple. And as I see from a Facebook comment that just hit my wall, someone says they're looking forward to the show because there will be three digital crazies in one room together.
That's for sure. Yeah, Guy was the guy who created the idea of evangelism. He was the first Apple evangelist, actually Mac evangelist, and was brilliant at it. Still is a brilliant marketer and web thinker, and just an all-around fun and energetic and interesting guy. So I can't wait. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be lots of fun. And of course, as always, we have many amazing links, including a video of the week and a song of the week.
Well, we better get to it then.
Yes. Lots of stuff, Leo. So to start off, our first headline, I don't know if you've talked about this on This Week in Google, but Google Dashboard has launched.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, very simple tool that allows you to view all of the Google services that you're using inside of your Google account. So you can literally just log in and check out everything from your Gmail usage to accounts that you've signed up for in the past, such as Blogger. There are accounts that I didn't even realize that I had that are showing up on my list.
Do you have, as I have, an Orkut account? That is just crazy. That's the Google. That was the Google... kind of Friendster was Orkut. Remember that?
No, I don't. But Chris noticed that he did when he logged into his dashboard.
So crazy.
So it's just a kind of a fun way to see how many Google products you're actually signed up and using.
I think this is partly a response to criticism Google gets over how much they know about us and how there's no central easy way to keep track of all that. I think that's what this is a response to almost.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And there's a lot of content online that is referring to that specifically. So I think they're trying to give some of that control back to the users and allow them to be able to go in and manage their accounts in one place and just see all the services that they're using and get a sense of their activity on Google. And hey, if you look at this and decide, hey, my life has too many Google properties as part of it, maybe you... want to get away from them all, but I can't. I'm hooked, Leo.
No, I'm always going to be using Google. I mean, it's just too good. In fact, you know what I just did, and I don't know if it's available in Canada. I just ordered that Droid phone that Verizon's selling down here. Can you get a Droid? That's the newest Android-based phone from Google.
I'm not sure when you get it exactly, but yeah. I actually was just invited to a press event where they were demoing them here, and
What'd you think?
I didn't go to it, so yeah. I wish I had have gone. But that's pretty exciting.
The reason I got it, I don't really need another phone. I'm still an iPhone user, but It's Android 2.0. It's the latest Android, the only phone with that. It's the first phone with enough processing power to do Android right. And I just really felt like I should. Don't you think we should keep in touch with what Google's doing with Android? This seems to me to be an important operating system.
Yes, I would agree. So yeah. When do you expect to get it?
It's waiting at my house right now. In fact, do you mind if we just end this show early?
Leo, no, that is not an excuse.
Isn't that a terrible feeling though? When you know that there's something cool waiting for you at home and you're stuck at work, you just want to go get it.
That's like every time I buy a new computer, sometimes I keep it in its box for just a couple of days because I just love that feeling of having something new and I want to unbox it, you know, in a calm and exciting environment. So I hold on to it for a few days.
You're good at impulse control. See, I can't, no.
No, you rip it open?
Oh, I rip it open. I'm no good.
No, and, I don't do that.
I can't. But, you know, I'll give you an example. I'm sitting out here looking out the window at my new car.
I know.
My Ford Mustang.
I know. So, Leo, we didn't talk about this last week.
I couldn't last week. It was a secret.
I know. And is it red, as people are
saying?
It
is candy apple red. I just got it washed and waxed and clayed, so it's beautiful. It's deep shine. The leather seats have a white black leather seats with a white racing stripe. It's the kind of car your 17-year-old boyfriend wanted to drive.
Oh.
Basically, I'm having a second childhood, Amber.
Well, just so people know, I don't have a 17-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, no. When you were 17. Not
okay, just to set the record straight, I know how rumors get spread, and I don't need
Amber
any.
Amber has a 17-year-old boyfriend. You know what, though? The reason I got it is we have a new advertiser. In fact, I might as well talk about it right now. And I wanted to try it's the Ford Sync stuff. This is their amazing, like, Bluetooth MP3 player, all this stuff. And I wanted to try it. And so I went to the Ford dealer to try it. And I came home with a car.
My God, Leah.
I know. This is what I mean. No impulse control. It's like, pretty. I'll take two.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
So what did your wife say?
She was a little surprised. She said, just tell me it's not red. I said, it's red. But she's driven it. It's a stick.
Okay.
And she's driven it. She loves it. And you know what she really loves? I can get up to 25 different phones on the Bluetooth. So when she gets in the car, her phone and my phone both work. We can listen to music on either phone. The Bluetooth is incredible. This is the hands-free stuff that is called Ford Sync. And it comes on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury cars and is just awesome. You get GPS without a GPS unit. You know, normally you'd have to have either buy a Garmin or something or have one of those screens in your car to do GPS. You don't. On the Ford Sync, you just say navigate and you tell it the address or you tell it a point, you know, nearest Starbucks. And it talks to you. It talks you through it. There's no screen. It just talks you through. There's a screen. There's like a three-line LED screen. But it will tell you, turn left here, turn right there, and walk you right there. Wow. You can say, play the New York Times front page. It'll read you the whole New York Times front page.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that cool?
So when are you sending it to me?
I might drive to Toronto just because I feel like I should take a trip.
Good idea.
So I could just say, dung, navigate. Dung. Amber's place. Ding. You'll be there in a week. Turn left, and just drive. You can say I can say call Amber MacArthur at home. Call Amber MacArthur at the office. Call Amber MacArthur's mobile. On suitably equipped phones, you can. It'll read you your text messages, and you can send a text. Now you have to. It doesn't take dictation, so you have to send it from the 15 messages that they offer, but some of which are funny, like I'm gonna be late. Or my favorite one is why. That's all. That's the message. Why? That's for my teenagers when they say, Dad, can you give me $100? Why? I love the Ford Sync. I want you to try it out. I'll tell you, the best way to do it is go to their website, SyncMyRidePodcast.com. SyncMyRidePodcast.com. And when you're there, find out about the prize. The chance to win one of 15 free Nanos or 15 free Zunes now through December 8th. You can either go to SyncMyRidePodcast.com and get the instructions, or just all you have to do is do a tweet, any tweet with a hashtag pound SyncMyRidePodcast, and you'll automatically be entered. If you don't even have to be in the market for a car. Just go to your Ford dealer and take a look at Ford Sync. It will blow you away. But be careful, because when I did that, I came home with a red Mustang.
So, Leo, is it illegal to drive and talk on the phone in California?
You cannot hold it up. So you have to have hands-free. You can't text either. So this new technology is really great. You never look off. You're never looking away from the road, and you never take your hands off the wheel.
Cool. Yeah, because in Ontario, that just came into effect. 2 weeks ago.
I hate it. I'll see people drive around with their phone to their ear, and they've got one hand on the wheel. I know they're not. They're deadly. Those people out there, they're deadly. So this is a much better way to do it. So we were talking about Google Dashboard. Anyway, when you went to your dashboard, were you surprised at the number of things that you saw in there?
I was. You know, I'm just kind of looking at it now and scrolling down. And as I mentioned before, you see the blogger accounts that you've signed up for.
But look at this. For instance, I've received 344 calls on my Google Voice number. Three SMS messages. I've only placed 2 calls, and I have 5 phones on it.
I think as geeks, you know, you just love stats.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing I love the most about the dashboard is I can just get all these stats about things like how many gadgets I've installed over the years, looking through the calendar, how many entries I have in my contacts, documents, all that kind of information. And it's pretty substantial. So it's fun to check out those details.
Your web history is also on here. You might want to, kind of check at what Google knows about what you've done on the internet.
Yeah, I know. It's funny when I'm just looking through it. Mine is uber geeky. Twitter retweet, Foursquare web, Google dashboard, digital picture frames, Andrew Keen.
You know what my most recent one is?
What?
No, I can't read your script. Do you know what I'm looking for on that one?
What?
Oh, I wanted to send this to Jennifer. Because a friend of hers asked her to read a short story, and I said, you have to read this article. It's from a screenwriter. It's, no, I can't read your fracking script. And it's why, this is the guy who wrote, what was the name of it? That History of Running. What's it called? History of Violence. History of Violence. The one with, it's such a good movie. He's a very good screenwriter. And you've got to read, I'm going to send you a link to this. This is the best article ever. It's from the Village Voice about... Okay. Why you shouldn't ask me to read your script or your short story. It is so good. It's so funny.
Oh, cool. I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah. He says, there's a great story about Pablo Picasso. Some guy told Picasso he'd pay him to draw a picture on a napkin. Picasso whipped out a pen and banged out a sketch, handed it to the guy and said, $1 million, please. $1 million? The guy exclaimed. That only took you 30 seconds. Yes, said Picasso, but it took me 50 years to learn how to draw that in 30 seconds. So the whole idea is don't ask a screenwriter for something free. He wrote The History of Violence, which is an amazing movie. And this is great. Anyway, that's a sidetrack. But see, now I got that from my dashboard. Okay. That was the last thing I searched for.
I know. See, it's fun just to look through all of it. So I definitely recommend people check it out if you are Google users. You might want to try it. I don't know. How did you access it, Leo? Because I just went to, when I was signed into Gmail, I just went to google.com/dashboard.
That's it. And if you're not signed in, it'll say, well, who do you want to be today? It also, and this is actually pretty important, and they only tell you at the bottom of the page what this means. Next to things that are public, it has a little icon of people. So you know what people know about you.
Oh, interesting.
So this is my YouTube profile, and I can see that these facts are public, but some are not.
Huh.
Right? So that's a very useful to kind of understand what of the stuff that you do is visible to other people.
Yeah. No, that's really helpful.
I think this is something that Google needed to do. And, of course, you can manage all of the accounts directly from this dashboard page.
It's always handy. Now, Leo, another thing that rolled out or is rolling out is the retweet feature on Twitter.
I haven't seen that. What does that look like?
You know what? It's very simple. So all it is it's all it's doing is integrating the idea of the retweet into your Twitter account. So when you post a message, you can see how many people have retweeted your message. When you want to retweet someone else's message, all you do is hit the retweet label.
So it's on the webpage.
Retweet. Yeah, so the idea would be that, you know, so many people have different formats for retweets. You know, a lot of us do it the same way, but there are people who don't exactly know how to do it. But this is a chance, and, you know, you have the reply button right there to reply to someone. Well, there'll be a retweet feature there as well.
But it's not there yet. It's not there yet.
No, okay. I kind of...
I keep waiting for it. I
understood they were rolling it out a little bit, maybe on a select few users' accounts.
Right.
But I just looked at some photos on Mashable to see what it looked like. I mean, I think it's a no-brainer, right? some people have argued that they don't like it. You know how fickle people get with their services. Anytime they try to change them, they get upset that there are new additions. But I think this is kind of cool because really, from what I understand, it's the users who came up with the idea of the retweet. And so Twitter has listened and is obviously implementing something that was based
on
mass usage.
Same thing with the at sign, right? I mean, and I have to respect Twitter for keeping their service simple. But then when people use something a lot like at or retweet, now there's a battle, you know, going on about how to retweet. I'll be curious to see which one Twitter does. When you retweet, do you type RT and then the tweet, or do you type the tweet and then via and the person's name? Which one do you
prefer? I do RT.
Me too.
I'm an RTer.
Me too. I think via is wrong, but the guy who does Tweety has this big explanation of why it should be via. But my point is you want to put the RT right at the beginning so people know this is a retweet. They don't... Yeah. Otherwise, you don't know till you get to the end of the sentence, and then you see, oh, via Amber MacArthur.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes if I rewrite a retweet, and so there's an element of the tweet that is someone else's idea,
that's
but it's
different.
Combined with something else, then
yes.
I do the via thing.
That I agree with you.
Yeah.
That's different. And some people are getting it. Johnny Worthington in Australia has gotten his retweet button. So
Ooh.
Just like lists, they're rolling it out.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Slowly, but surely. So, Leo, we should probably get Guy on the line soon because I think
Good.
He's pretty busy. And
I don't want to keep him waiting. Real quickly, before we get him on, I just want to mention the folks that go to my PC. Can I do that, Guy? I just got to do one ad, Guy, and then it's going to be you. It's all you, babe. Go to my PC from the folks at Citrix. You've heard us talk about it. I don't need to belabor the point. It allows you to do remote access to your computer from anywhere in the world. I bet your guy uses it. He travels so much. All you have to do is go to gotomypc.com/night. Right now, you could try it free for 30 days. Absolutely free. Go there right now. Before we're over, you'll have it installed. I mean, it's very quick. And then whenever you're at an airport, a hotel, at home, by the pool, it's so easy, so safe, 128-bit encrypted, 24/7 support. Absolutely free. It's as secure as online banking. You are on your computer. You could send and receive email, run any program, access any resource. You could drag files from your computer to the remote computer. It is the best. Look, I've tried every remote access product, and this is the one I use day in, day out, and I know you will too. PC World just gave it their world-class award for like the 5 millionth time in a row for best remote access software. Go to mypc.com right now. gotomypc.com/night, N-I-G-H-T, and you could try it absolutely free. I really want to thank Citrix because their support has really been valuable for the last year, and they're coming back on again for another year on the Twit Network and on Net at Night specifically, so we really thank them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. They love you, Amber. Who doesn't? gotomypc.com/night, and we thank them so much for their support. Of Net at Night. And there he is, the lovely, the talented, the ever so good looking Guy Kawasaki. Hey, Guy, how are you today?
I thought I lost you for a second.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Here we are. Da, 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 da.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Amber.
So I guess you just for the first time met Amber MacArthur, huh?
Yeah. Every day I saw her, she was in the same black t-shirt.
What?
You're so dead.
How could that be?
Leo, this is a little joke because every time I go to do a keynote somewhere, I never think, I'm not really into fashion, so I always wear the same thing. So when I show videos at my keynote events, oftentimes I'm wearing the same thing in the video that I am on stage.
You're kidding.
And it's totally embarrassing. I know. It happens to me all the time.
Oftentimes. Yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Isn't that the shirt that Michael Arrington gave you?
Screw you, Guy. No, I'm sorry. I like it. People are setting me up for that now.
I'm like, Leo, she has to return the shirt.
She has to return it, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So Guy, you have been, do you ever take time off? I mean, you just work like crazy.
I'm kind of like you, Leo. I'm a Japanese version of you, Leo.
This new Alltop thing is great. I really love it. Thank you. Is that your most recent venture, or what is going on with Guy Kawasaki?
Basically, I'm focused on Alltop, and I do a lot of speeches. And focusing on Alltop means I'm on Twitter 24/7, basically. So a lot of Twitter, a lot of speaking.
You got a little heat for not doing your own tweets a while back.
Oh, for crying out loud! You know, Leo, as you and I both know, if you're not pissing somebody off on Twitter,
you're not doing the job. Right? I know, yeah. It's true.
So you know, I use ghosts because they help me find more interesting stuff, and they write it up and they identify themselves. So you know, the ghosts never act like me. They never say.
They don't say they're guy.
Yeah, they don't say they're guy. They don't say I just met Amber and in Las Vegas when it's not them.
Right.
So they only push out interesting links. They never answer as me, and they never pretend to be me. So, you know, if someone walks into the Ralph Lauren store and says, I want to see the label. Yeah, where's Ralph? Did he design my shirt?
Now, you know, this is what's interesting about this guy is you're using Twitter more like a traditional blog. Like Dvorak on his blog, he doesn't write all the posts. He writes very few of them now. He's got a lot of contributors. So it really kind of underscores the use of Twitter not as a personal, like, here's what I had for lunch medium, but as a mini blog.
Yeah, I think the days of, well, if you went back, I don't know, 35 years or so, you know, the web was for your personal blog, right? And so it was kind of like your social expression.
Right.
Only as a website.
Right.
Well, fast forward to today, you know, I don't see Zappos being a real social media site, right? I
mean, no.
You know, Zappos is to sell stuff. So I think as things, you know, technology starts off with geeks loving it, and then gradually the MBAs inherit the earth and take it over. So, you know, what can I say? This thing about Twitter is for me to update you when my cat rolled over. That's long gone.
No.
Yeah,
So what do you see it as for yourself personally?
I see it as a marketing platform, and people just freaking freak out when I say that.
Increasingly it is though.
Yeah,
but I think if you give value, what's wrong with that? Look at all these links. You have the richest stream of all. I mean, look at all the links.
That's because I work so hard at it, and I got four other people working hard at it, too. For me, the sort of mental model is PBS. So with PBS, they have to have very interesting content so that you tolerate the telethon, right?
Right.
And so for me, for Twitter, I have very interesting links so that I can promote Alltop.
Right.
And if you don't like it, then change the channel. I mean, what's the problem?
And you even say in your bio here, I love this. First of all, I love your location. Virgin America 2A.
At least I'm in first class.
Yeah, no, I noticed. And then the bio, I'm a fire hose that answers the question, what's interesting? I love that. That's a great description.
But, you know, Leo, one thing, I have to say that Twitter has this new policy where you can't put out repeat tweets, and I just don't understand that at all. I mean, you know, forget my case. I triplicate all my tweets, but let's take an example that is neither you or I. What if you're Dell Outlet, right? So you're at Dell Outlet, and you know, for more than once a day, you'd like to tell people, click here to get 20% off a Dell laptop. That's no longer allowed.
They won't let you do that, really?
That's what they say.
I think it's kind of silly, Guy. We talked about this a little bit when you were in Toronto, but I think, for instance, and Leo, you would probably agree with this, some of the television stations that you've worked at, when they have commercials, you know, the commercials repeat all day long, right?
Well, so do the stories.
Yeah, the stories do as well, and I think you're right. But, Guy, you say there's some ways to get around that, right, in terms of being able to post more than once?
Well, I mean, you know, right now, if you just change the link, it's not quote unquote a repeat, right? But how long will it take Twitter to figure out that if the text is the same but the URL changes, you know, that's a repeat? And then they could go after the companies that enable you to repeat it. You know, all these Twitter companies that have these special services. So, you know, they could go after them. I've asked them, you know, give me a ruling. Just tell me what the rule is and then I'll subvert it.
Yeah. I'll figure out how to get around it.
Right.
Well, you just change one letter and that does it, right?
Well, I think
here's the point on Twitter, though. If somebody doesn't like what you're tweeting, they don't have to follow you.
Exactly. I don't understand that. You know, what they should fix is, I don't know about you, Leo, but I get every day a dozen direct messages that are identical, just literally identical from 12 idiotic people, right? Why don't you stop that? That's something useful to stop, because I don't give a if you added me to your mafia family, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I unfollow anybody who says, join me on Zynga or on Mafia. Yeah. No, I unfollow that. Actually, lately, I've been getting a lot of direct messages that are, in fact, worse. They're spyware or virus stuff. They say, you know, have you been getting those? Or say, you know, hey, here's a video of you. And it's
I've
obviously.
I've gotten a lot of those.
Yeah, I'm getting a ton of those.
It's mostly, here's a video of you.
Yeah.
And I'm never in those videos. I don't understand.
Yeah, I keep clicking those links. Here's one. Here's one just to show you. This is from Encyclopedia Britannica. Nice job, guys. It says, why are you on here, LOL? And I know that this is not from Encyclopedia Britannica. This is obviously a spyware. They got hacked.
You know, there's a service called Social2, T-O-O.
Yes, that's Jesse Stay's service. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm an advisor, you know, disclosure. So you can create keywords like mafia and like IQ and, you know, thank you for following me. And you can make it so that if it finds those things in a direct message, it deletes the direct message and unfollows the person automatically.
I love it.
Yeah, you don't need to do that manually anymore, Leo.
Jesse got a little heat. Social2 got a little heat because this was a service that people used to auto-subscribe. And,
yeah.
And some people felt like it was too automating Twitter. And yet it's so useful.
Well, I mean, I auto-follow everybody who follows me. And my justification is twofold. One, that I think it's a matter of common courtesy. And secondly, I like that people can direct message me.
Right.
So I'm not going to follow them manually. You know, I think that at some level, Twitter has to just figure out that Twitter, the company, has to let go of what Twitter is. And within, you know, it has to regulate porn and, you know, sheer abuse.
Right.
But between that extreme, you have to just let it rip at this point. It's beyond sort of, you know, their personal company at this point.
Yeah. I know, because you tweet so much, you're always using the service. I'm just curious, what's your setup in terms of what tools you use to tweet? What's going on in front of you?
I'm afraid to explain this to you, but I will. Okay, so step one is I have to find interesting stuff, right? So the way I use, what I use to find interesting stuff is, of course, AllTalk, because it's aggregated all for me, right? I use a site called, or actually emails from a company called Smart Brief, because they have editors who organize daily email reports about the most interesting stuff by topics.
I like that.
Like social media and marketing and leadership and entrepreneurship. And then the third source I use is StumbleUpon. So between those three sources, I can find 25 interesting things a day. So I take those things and I write them up. I compose in BBEdit because
you're kidding.
No, I compose in BBEdit.
Oh, you're a hacker.
I'm a hacker. So I compose in BBEdit. Then I post to a posterous blog called, or posterous blog called Holy Cow. And then Objective Media, which is Objective Marketing, excuse me, is a service that I tell it, go look at the Holy Cow feed, check once an hour, and create a tweet from every new blog post that you see and tweet it out as me. So once I post it to Holy Cow or the Posterous blog, it's automated from there.
So that is I think Posterous is really incredible. I found it to be very, very useful. But that's a really interesting way to do that. You don't ever intend really anybody to read the Posterous blog. It's just as a throughput device for you.
Well, no. Actually not, Leo. I'm taking a lesson from the Leo Laporte School of Slyness. So the Posterous blog, which is holycow, kaw.com.
Oh, I got the wrong one. Okay.
Yeah.
K-A-W. Oh, I get it. I get it.
Like in Kawasaki?
Like in Kawasaki. All right. Yeah.
So what I do is I write up a summary of the eventual landing source page.
Yeah.
So I write up a little summary, like a brief synopsis of it. So people, they get a tweet that sends them to Holy Cow. Then they read the summary, and then they decide to go to the actual source. And the reason I do this, quite honestly, is because at Holy Cow, I sell a leaderboard and two rectangle ads.
These are the ads. So you want to get those. You really want to get those impressions.
Yeah. And then inside every Holy Cow post is a link to an alt-top site that would also be interesting to the person.
Oh, God, you're freaking brilliant. So but now you've embedded this at alt-top. This is a posterous blog that's embedded at alt-top.
Yes.
Got it.
So that also affects all my Quantcasts, you know, Compete, Alexa.
You measure,
right?
You get measurements in all of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're way too smart. This is good. I want to steal some of these techniques. That's brilliant.
Yeah, but Leo, you're the one making $1.5 million of blogging.
Actually,
it
turned out it was too low. But don't tell Amber, she'll want more money.
What?
Nothing. Never mind.
I heard that, Mr.
Mustang. Never mind.
I thought $1.5 million was Amber's salary.
Yeah, it should be. It should be. The only reason I regret, by the way, I didn't know that speech would be broadcast. I should have known better that it would become the, the number. But the reason I told it was at the Online News Association, and these are all journalists who are like, what are we going to do? The newspaper industry is dead. And I'm trying to tell them new media is alive and kicking. And a lot of people say, yeah, but how am I going to make a living? And my point was, you can make a living, but you have to be clever like Guy is. I mean, look at all the little, you're working all the knobs and dials, aren't you?
Well, what can I say? I was trained in the jewelry business, you know. In the jewelry business, every scrap of gold, every diamond, everything is used.
Does this come naturally to you, Guy, though? I mean, is it just kind of how your brain works?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, you know, some people are visionaries and some people are artists. And I'm an evangelist. That's what I do.
Yeah,
I
don't, yeah. You were the first, weren't you? I mean, you're certainly the first I became aware of.
Well, there was Jesus before me.
He had a few guys working for him. It was a small family business. But you were the first.
He only had 12.
Yeah, just it was small. No, you're right, of course. What am I thinking? You were the first technology evangelist.
Well, technically, Mike Boych was the first one.
Oh, Mike did it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, I carried his bags and became the second one. But I'm the one who most people associate with evangelism. Yeah.
Sure. You created that at Apple. Hey, what do you think?
Basically, I took all the credit.
Mike who? So what do you think of this Apple Slater pad? Do you think that's going to happen?
Oh, I hope so. I mean,
would you use it?
Absolutely. I think the future of newspaper is some Kindle Plastic Logic Apple tablet device you know, you're paying for the New York Times on it. I mean, that's what Rupert should be working on instead of trying to block Google.
Oh, man. Although I got to give Jason Calacanis a little credit because he said, well, wait, Rupert is crazy like a fox. What if all 1,000 of the mainstream media papers said we're going to put a robots.txt that says Google can't search us and then sell it to Bing, and then Microsoft says you want to index the New York Times, you want to index the Wall Street Journal, got to come to Bing. See,
That's a clever idea.
Yeah. See, I don't think Rupert's that smart.
Well, but the irony is going to be that, you know, Google's going to sue Microsoft for antitrust for doing that, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It'd be a
mess. Do no harm as long as you're not doing no harm to us.
Yeah, right. No evil to us. That's what we mean.
Yeah, right.
So alt-top, you've compared to a magazine stand.
Yeah.
The idea being that you go to alt-top and you can see in any category, and this thing has gotten bigger and bigger, and you're really, no, I love it. Because, you know, at first it was just a few categories. Now you have a ton of them.
Yeah, we have like 700. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if I'm interested in Python, the programming language, you've got a page for that.
I got python.alltop.
Yeah.
php.alltop, wordpress.alltop, drupal.alltop, ajax.alltop, you name it, we got it.
If I want moms, I want to see mommy blogs, I go to moms.alltop. I mean, and then within here are links. Now, how do you generate these? Are these automatic?
They're all just aggregated RSS feeds.
See, in fact, some people were a little critical of you saying, well, anybody could do this.
It's true. But, you know, Leo, anybody could get a video camera, and anybody could get a studio, and anybody could be Leo Laporte and make $1.5 million, conservatively speaking, a year. The fact is, none of those assholes do it. So,
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, and is traffic good? I mean, do people come to alt-top?
We're getting about a 1.5 million page views a month.
Holy moly.
But it's not a business. 1.5 million is not a business. You need 10 million to be a business.
You do sell ads on here, though.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
But it's not enough to be a business. So what is it?
Well, it's...
Is it a business in the making?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, either it tips or it doesn't, right? And right. I don't know. I'm a marketing person, Leo, and I can tell you that the longer I'm in marketing, the less I think I know. Right. I don't know how to make a tip. If I knew, I would make a tip, obviously. Yeah.
No, I'm with you. So, I think that that's the most one of the most interesting questions people ask is, how do you go viral? How do you make the next Facebook?
But you know, the thing is, I think that when you are the next Facebook or the next thing that wants to be Facebook, you don't really know. I mean, you just try a bunch of stuff, and then afterwards you say, oh, yeah, I knew that would do it. I mean, do you think the people at YouTube said, oh, what's going to make YouTube successful is when we have people drop Mentos into Diet Cokes? Right. You think they planned that? No. I don't think so.
We know they didn't because we talked to them right before they sold to Google, and they had no idea.
They had no idea what was going on. That's when we could call them up, Leo, and they would actually answer.
Yeah, we called Steve Chen. We actually prank called Steve Chen.
But I think that, you know, one theory, serious theory, is that's why young people build such great companies is because they don't know.
They're too stupid to know it's a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't know. They don't know.
Right.
But whereas, you know, you and I, we're too smart. We know.
Yeah. No, you're right. That's the secret to creativity is no barriers, no boundaries. Yeah. Just go. Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah.
And you're right. Yeah. I think Mark Zuckerberg did Facebook, had no idea that what the magic potion was.
Yeah.
Until he flipped the switch and, you know, within weeks, he's got thousands of people flooding the site.
Who, I mean, the same thing on a lesser scale happened to Hot or Not, right? Who would have predicted Hot or Not would take off or Plenty of Fish would take off? I mean,
so are you looking for the next big thing? Are you always looking? Because you're also a venture capitalist or an angel investor.
Yes. I am constantly looking, but really, I just love doing all top, you know, because it's very satisfying. When you do a topic like adoption.alltop and you help all these people looking for adoption information, they're really grateful.
Yeah.
And then the adoption blogs that are on adoption.alltop, they're really happy to get some, you know, positive reinforcements and recognition. So it's a very satisfying thing. I just wish, you know, someday it's financially satisfying. But till that day, you know, I'll keep making speeches.
So, Ty, where are you right now?
I am in Kansas City, Missouri, about a half mile from the Sprint headquarters.
Oh, that's hard work.
It's actually Overland Park, Kansas.
Oh, that's hard work.
No, Overland Park, Missouri.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're paying the price. You're paying the price. Let me tell you, that's hard work. I met Guy backstage at David Pogue's Macworld Live show. And I, you know, you're like the Energizer Bunny. I've never met anybody with more positive energy in my life.
Oh,
I think that's
Jeez.
What's great about you, Guy. I mean, you just have not lost your enthusiasm for the industry. So many people by now would have said, yeah, I've been there, done that. I'm tired. I'm cynical.
Well, maybe they're all rich.
Yeah, money. It's not about money, you know that.
Yeah, you know, someday, Leo, you're gonna see me. I'm gonna say, yeah, Leo, you know, I'm just not doing anything anymore.
Then I'll know lost. He's got the Ferrari. He's okay.
That's right.
He's done.
I'll never buy a Ferrari. The first thing I'm gonna do if I hit it big, Leo, is I'm gonna buy Amber some new t-shirts.
Oh, easy. That's gonna be I hope it happens, that guy. A new wardrobe.
I think it worked for Steve. I don't know. I wouldn't knock it, you know? I mean, black turtleneck.
Yeah, the all-black thing, yeah.
I gave her a black all-top shirt.
Did you?
I'm waiting for her avatar to get upgraded. I haven't seen it yet, Amber.
Yeah, I got to get that on. That's a good point.
Well, Guy, I know you... Go ahead, Amber.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask. Yeah, I know you probably have to go soon, but just out of curiosity, how many speaking events do you do a year? Because I know you're all over the place.
I do about 60 to 75 a year.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's a
lot. Next week, I have the week from hell next week. Next week, I speak on Sunday in San Francisco. I catch a red eye to Tampa Bay. I speak in Tampa Bay on Monday afternoon. Monday night, I fly from Tampa Bay to Rio de Janeiro. I speak in Rio de Janeiro on Wednesday. Wednesday night, I fly to Montreal to speak in Montreal on Thursday. Yeah.
You got to talk to your booking company and try to put this stuff together in one geographic.
You know, I need a private plane. That's what I need.
There you go.
Private plane would cost more than my speaking fees. That's
Make friends with Rupert Murdoch. Guy, so great to see you. So great to talk to you.
Thank you, Leo.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us.
And Leo, I love that YouTube. Did you know I put that YouTube up of you with
Mike?
Shall I say? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Thank you. Actually, you know, you started the whole thing rolling again.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
And then it's the power of Guy Kawasaki, because it had kind of died out. Then Guy posts it and it's all over again. It starts up.
Is that good for you? Do you want me to keep it going?
That doesn't hurt. I have stickers, Guy.
Oh, what? Yes. I told you about these, Guy. These
I have
are the stickers.
They say, remember, kids, Uncle Leo says, screw you. Where are they? We'll send them out to anybody with self-addressed stamped envelope. They're little tiny ones, but they're good. They're good. You put them on your car so the people have to get real close, and they say, oh, he's mean. That's a mean guy. Thank you, Guy.
Okay,
you're the greatest.
Thank
always
you,
a pleasure.
Always
thank
a pleasure
you.
To be. Amber, my best to you, Lamber.
Yes,
see you
we'll
in Toronto.
In
all right. Take care, Guy.
All right.
Guy
no
Kawasaki.
No more black t-shirts.
No more
okay,
black t-shirts.
Bye.
Take care, Guy. He's Bye. The greatest. Always fun to talk to him. So, you know, isn't it nice when somebody has positive energy like that?
Oh, I know. It's so funny. When I first met him, he just has so much positive energy and just such a happy person and so much fun to be around. So it was good to be able to catch him while he's got this crazy speaking schedule on the go.
I'm feeling sorry for him, though. I want to send him a dollar or something.
Sorry, I just got distracted completely because I was thinking I did this story about open source hardware and on Web Nation last week, and we went to this hacker lab where they're using this thing called the 3D MakerBot. Have you ever seen the 3D printers?
We did MakerBot on Floss Weekly last week. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We talked to the guy who created it.
Oh, so this woman just emailed me on Twitter and said she wanted to make us a Twit coin using the 3D printer. Sorry,
great.
So you mentioned coin. I forgot that I had to bring that up.
It'd be a nice plastic coin. Or, you know, some of these work with cornstarch. This was on the lab with Leo. I don't think you were there. Somebody made a bust of me out of cornstarch with one of these 3D printers.
I would remember that.
Yeah, it's a little creepy to be perfectly frank. It's a little weird.
Definitely.
So we're going to get our video of the week in just a second. We're also going to get our song of the week, which is going to just make me insane.
Yes.
I could just tell you ahead of time, I'm angry about this song of the week. But before we do that, it's time to talk about Audible.com, the great place where you can get your audio books, listen to some of the best literature in the world. Those times when you cannot hold a book, you can always be reading a book. Great for new moms.
We need a guy book because he's got lots.
Oh, Guy, I wonder, would you check and see if he has any books on Audible?
Yeah,
I bet he does.
Of course I will.
I'm
almost 100% sure he does.
I should have mentioned that. Well, all you have to do is go to Audible. Let's see. Audible.com/night. And you could sign up for the gold account there. That's one book a month. But your first one is free, and you get to keep it even though you can cancel it any time.
Oh, yeah. He has a few books on here. The most popular one I know is The Art of the Start.
That's actually a great one to read. Great one to start with.
And Reality Check. He has that on here as well. So those are both two great books from Guy.
If you want to learn more about Guy's amazing philosophy about startups, how to make it work, Guy Kawasaki is the man. And The Art of the Start is the time-tested, battle-hardened guide for anyone starting anything. Reality Check is outsmarting, outmanaging, and outmarketing your competition. They're both fantastic. I can't remember which one came first. I think it's The Art of the Start.
The Art of the Start was first. Because actually, the other one is fairly recent.
Okay. So this would be a great one. Unabridged could be your first book. I'll make that our pick of the week since Guy was just on with us. Paul Bamer doing the narration on this. See, this is good. You're driving to work, a job you're bored with. You'd like to start your own company. Get some advice from the king of startups, and you'll get out of that car after your commute inspired, excited, and ready to go. audible.com/night. Get your first book free. And trust me, there is just an endless list of wonderful books from Audible. Once you start listening, you won't stop. Audible.com/night. We thank them so much for their support of the Net at Night program. Let me add this to our show notes. The Art of the Start. Awesome.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah, have you read it? I haven't read it. I'm going to add it right now.
I haven't, actually, because Guy and I have the same publisher. So he's with Portfolio, which is the Penguin division that my book is with as well. So they sent me a bunch of books, and I got both Reality Check and The Art of the Start.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so I need to read them both.
I think he's very inspiring. He just kind of makes you go, wow. Now, speaking of inspiring, this video we just received from Twitter, right? It must be that time of year again.
Yes, we did. I think I saw it on your Twitter account this morning.
I retweeted it, yeah.
Yes, you retweeted it. So this video, Go Elf Yourself, has been, Office Max has been, it's just funny to say, Office Max has been doing this for a while where you can put heads on different elves for a holiday greeting. And it's always funny. It's from Jib Jab.
They do such a good job. And now you're in it and I'm in it.
I think Felicia Day.
Felicia Day's in it.
Yeah, from the Guild. Pete Cashmore is in it from Mashable.
Oh, cool. I was trying to figure that out who that was. Oh, yeah, that's Pete. Sure, I recognize him. And then the guy who made it put himself in it.
Yes.
So here we are in Slays. They do this differently every year, right?
I think so, yeah. And this is the new one for this holiday season that just came out. And you know what? They're just fun little videos to send around to your friends.
He did a pretty good job. There's me and Felicia coming out of a cuckoo clock. It's so exciting for me to work with Felicia Day. I've been such a fan for so long.
Yeah, she's great. Oh, yes, it was Paul. We should say his name. He created for us. Paul.
Thank you, Paul. And I love it. At the end, it comes up with, you can buy some gifts, whether it would be cards, a mouse pad, or a mug with my face on it.
I know. It kind of disturbed me, I have to admit, Leo, when I saw this, because I feel like Halloween just ended, and then all of a sudden I'm being bombarded with holiday.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It really is.
So, Leah, we just have one more link before we wrap. And you know what? There's actually a link on this list that I keep forgetting, but we're going to have to do it next week because we need some time to go over
it. The Web Design Trends one, yeah.
For Web Design Trends for 2010. Yeah. And this list is fantastic, but there are literally at least a dozen trends that you and I need to talk about because a lot of them are about typefaces, and I know we can get into a great
chat. Well, you saw that IKEA changed, right? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We're going to get to that in a moment, kids. Now, just slow down. Those Farmville rappers really want to start singing, but... First, before we go to that, I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, Amber MacArthur.
Too early, Leo. It's too early.
You already had Thanksgiving. When does it begin in Canada? Because, ours hasn't come yet.
Well, you mean the holiday side of things?
Yeah.
It's starting now.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because we start officially. Christmas starts in the States the day after Thanksgiving. They call it Black Friday and all that. But that's not for a couple more weeks. You have your Thanksgiving in Canada in October.
Yeah.
So what do you signal to begin? I mean, where does the checkered flag go for you?
To be honest with you, as soon as Halloween ends, I feel like there's a shift. And the shift mainly happens because you go into retailers and they have put up their decorations and they start selling all of their holiday products. And so that's where the shift kind of happens. But for me personally, it's not till December 1st, really.
If I had Guy Kawasaki's energy right now, I would be planning the Twit Christmas special. With a special song, from Jason Calacanis by the fire with his bulldogs. You and Felicia Day doing, sisters. I mean, it'd be really fun. And then I could come out with my pipe and I could say, hello, everybody. Merry Christmas. I'm dreaming. And I could do the whole thing. Wouldn't it be fun to have a Twit Christmas or a holiday special?
Leo, get Dane on that.
Who needs Guy Kawasaki? I've got Dane. Dane has about 1/1,000th of Guy's energy. Dane has an energy of a Saint Bernard, basically.
Is Dane laying down on the
couch? He's curled up on the couch right now. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. We're exhausted here at the Twit Cottage. This is hard work putting this stuff out. You think it's easy, huh?
No, I don't think it's easy at all. You're on all the time, Leo. I don't envy you.
Did you fall for the Farmville thing on Facebook? Did you do Farmville?
No, I didn't. I did a story today for Web Nation on Farmville that we just posted earlier this evening. And I signed up and just kind of played along just to see what it was all about. But you know what, Leo?
Erase it now. Amber, the minute you get off the air, erase Farmville from your Facebook page. I'm telling you, it's the devil's work.
Whoa.
It will suck you in.
I know. And Leo, this is the craziest thing. I went on Twitter yesterday and I asked people, what do you love or what do you hate about Farmville? And Leo, I have never gotten such a number of responses, some good, some bad, that we included in the story today. And it's just,
it's all good amazing. Until your life is lost.
I can't. I have one friend on Facebook who he's about 40 years old and he and all of his friends play at work and he just plays for hours and hours on end and just waits for the crops to grow and then sell them all. Off, and he's got elephants and he's telling me all these different things.
I have all that stuff. I had. And when I found myself logging into Facebook 8 times a day to harvest my artichokes, that's when I said, Farmville must die. And I deleted it. Oh, it was the hardest thing. It was like wrenching my heart out. It was like.
So you had to quit because you were addicted to Farmville.
You know, at the end of The Exorcist.
Oh my goodness.
The girl kills the old priest and the young priest gets angry. He says, come into me. And the demon gets into him and he's taken over. And there's this one brief moment where he has a choice. He could either just, you know, live possessed by the demon or throw himself out of the window. Amber, throw yourself out of the window now. The demon has possessed your Facebook page.
Wow, it's that intense for you.
No, it's not. But it's a lot of fun, and it's a complete, utter waste of time.
Yes, definitely. But it's fun to play along and meet some of the people who are so crazy about it, because then there's 60 million people who used the service.
Zynga is making estimated anywhere from $150 to $250 million a year on Farmville, Mafia Wars, and their other titles, their addictive titles, Yoville. So Amber MacArthur, you can catch her at CommandN.TV. That's where the wonderful CommandN video podcast emerges every week with her brother, Jeff. Yes. I saw Jeff at Blog World. It was great to see him.
Yes, he mentioned he talked to you, so that's great.
Yeah, it was real fun to see him. And by the way, our old cohorts, Sean and Andy.
They were down there as well.
Alta Scotch. We're down there. It was really great to see them. Also, of course, she's now on Web Nation once again all the time on CP24. Make sure you tune that in and watch her Farmville segment tonight.
Actually, it's on webnation.tv right now,
okay.
So you can check it out.
Web. Yeah. Webnation.tv. And her blog, ambermack.com. Follow her on Twitter. She is at Amber MacArthur.
Oh, Amber Mac.
Oh, you're Mac.
Yeah, I'm Amber Mac. Just Amber Mac.
Who's this Amber MacArthur I've been following?
Well, I used to be... Amber MacArthur, but I got them to switch it.
Are you verified?
No, I'm not verified, but they were nice enough to transfer my account. So one step at a time there, Leo.
Yeah, really. I'm not verified either.
I don't want to be verified. It's a label, Leo.
Well, good. I'm still following you. So I must have somehow figured out that was happening.
I think you knew. I think you, yeah. I think you're in the know. You just don't know that you're in the know.
I have people who do that, who post for me.
Yes.
Actually, I'm not even here right now. I'm enjoying the beautiful weather in Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
And the Simulcron is doing the show.
Yes, he's very realistic.
So there you go, at Amber Mac. And ladies and gentlemen, now, for your listening and enjoyment, the Farmville Wrap. We'll close it out with the video of the week. And I will see you, Amber MacArthur, next week. And if Sarah Lane's feeling better, maybe we'll get her back on as well.
Sounds good, Leo.
Thank you, Amber. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you next time. On Net at Night.
Yo, 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 yo. This is to all my naval players out there. Let's farm these crops. This ain't no game.